discussion on Mishnah is Ha'isha Nikneis B'Sholosh Drachim. Why does it say Ha'isha? Ha'chatani V'Hei. V'Chein B'Kama Duchtin. We find similarly in other places as well, Gabi Ish V'Isha, when you have a Mishnah that begins with either about Isha and Isha, it's written with V'Hei, Katani V'Hei. Kimo, Tov gives a few examples. Kimo Ha'isha Shaholcha in Yevamis. Ha'isha shahalach baila, also nivamis. Ha'isha shenis amala, that's in Ksubis, the second parak. And ha'ish mekadesh. So we have ha'isha nikneis over here. We have several places ha'isha and also ha'ish. So Tosis wonders as far as why we find here ha'ish ha'isha. And yet, the kasha d'vahid etnan b'sula nises, in the beginning of Ksuvas, amai lo tani ha b'sula nises. So, Tosis is not yet suggesting any reason why dafka, these cases of ish v'isha being special. You could have said that ish and isha, somehow we find it only by ish and isha. Tosis didn't quote any other case where it says a hey. And it's not ish v'isha. All the cases are ish v'isha. So one could have suggested, Tosafot here doesn't acknowledge such a possibility, that maybe dafka by ish v'isha, there's a reason to have a hay. That's what Tosafot says in Ksuvos. At the end. Gabi ish v'isha regilim b'chol makom wishnos dehay. And he quotes these various examples. What would be the svara? Not clear. Why dafka by isha isha? The Maran here says, because it's something that's understood, that the man needs a woman needs a man, so it's like a definite article. It's like it's a double pashut, very appropriate. Here we have Hassanim in the room, right? No. Somehow there's something special about isha isha. Tosus doesn't acknowledge such a possibility, and therefore has the question. Something else to think about. All these examples so far that were mentioned, including the Kasha case from the Sulanises, are beginning of a perek. Right? Every one of these is the Mishnah beginning of a perek. Okay, that doesn't solve Tosus Kasha from the Sulanises. It's also beginning of a perek. But maybe there's something to be said for the fact that beginning of a perek, you start with the Lashon of a hay. Again, it's not going to necessarily fit for everything. But right now, just something to think about. It's going to help us as we go on to Tosus. Okay, so Tosus has a question. Why does it say Ha'isha, Ha'isha, Ha'ish, and yet by Besula it doesn't say Ha'besula, he says. The Yeshu Omer. Dahacha Akrokai. Kulomar Ha'isha Ha'mevureres B'pasuk. The Ashkach Na'isha Mevureres B'kra Gabi Nesuin. Dichsiv Kiyikach Ish Isha. Avo besua lo koi akra, dlo ashkachna b'shum duchta besua b'kra mefurash gabi nesuin. So what does Tosus answer? That ish v'isha, it's written in the pasuk about a man who's marrying a woman. Ki yikach ish isha. So therefore, because we're talking about kedushin, Tosus says nesuin. Kedushin is for the sake of nesuin. Ultimately, leads to nesuin. Stomatosis means. Kedushin, Nesuin, it's all the same, ultimately the same inyan. So when we talk about, in the Mishnah, an Ish, Mekadesh, for example, or Ha'isha Niknes, right? So we're working off of already a paradigm that we know about. It's familiar to us. We know it says in the Torah about a man marrying a woman. So we can talk about the inyan of Isha Niknes or Ish Mekadesh. Whereas by besua, we don't find the word besua in the Torah regarding nesuin specifically, that there's a besua that was taken in marriage. Yeah, that's Tosus Teretz. Tosus says such a thing as well in Ksuvis. Tosus says, Mishum dahasim akrakai kikach ish isha ha'isha ha'kesuva. The only thing is, that takes care of Ha'isha Niknes, Ha'isha Mekadesh. What about the other examples Tosus gave? Ha'isha Shaholcha, Ha'isha Shaholach Baila, Ha'isha Shenes Armela. We're not talking about marriage. How did Tosis answer from those Mishnais? He had a problem, right? Tosis didn't really directly speak to all those cases. Seemingly, the case of Ha'ish Mekadesh, Ha'isha Niknes, is perfect. That Isha that we're discussing, so she's Niknes, begin with Rachin. That Ish that we're discussing in the Torah is Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucho. That works for the first and second parak of Kedusha. But what about the cases in Yevamis? No, the Mashal, they struggle with this. The Mashal says that once you have it by one, so Agav, you have the others. The Mashal says something else. He says, even the case of Aisha Shenis Armela or Aisha Shalabaila, we're talking about a woman who once upon a time in her history was married. And subsequently, something else happened in her life. Shenis Armela. Or so it can also work off of the paradigm of the Torah. So it works out. Tosis doesn't mean what he doesn't say. Now, it's all because of the Isha Hamuhureres Bikra, Gabi Nesuin, and then something else occurred in the story, and that's what the Mishnah has discussed. So therefore Tosis works perfectly. I think that's Pasha Pshat in Tosis. Okay, so that's the answer Tosis is with right now. So we have a Pasuk that mevureres bikra, the isha isha of nisun mevureres bikra. That's why it's ha'ish and ha'isha. Unlike besula, we don't find in the Torah besula specifically in connection to marriage. Fectosis, however, still a problem because according to this svara, we should have said a hey in a later mishnah in our parak. Avokasha l'kamon, the tanan eved ivri eved kenani amah ivriya. The mishnayos that follow talk about the kinyan of an Eved Ivri, and how he's nikne, and Amah Ivriya, this is the Mishnah Yudal and Beis, and then the Mishnah after that, in our parak is Eved Kenani. It doesn't say Ha'Eved. So why not? According to the Svar we just suggested, since it's working off of the Pasuk, it should have said Ha'Eved. Avakashu kamaditan evit ivi evit kanani omar ivriya mailotani brahem hey to ha mivurarin bepasuk ninu. The mivurarin bepasuk. Because it's who can tell us about an evit ivri we have in the Torah. Yeah, so Tosis and Ksuvis asked this question as well. What did Tosis answer in Ksuvis on this question? Who remembers? Who saw it? Grammatical issue. You're right. It concedes the point. But how would it have to say it? What would you want it to say? Ha-Eved, Ha-Ivri. And that's sort of not something we find in the Shnais, such a lashon. Even though grammatically that's what it should say, but it's too strange. Somehow it's far into the lashon of Mishnah to say like that. Ein derech hashas l'daberke. Because Ha-Eved Ivri is not grammatical. It's not double. Say Ha-Eved Ivri, that's already not a lesson that we find, so it keeps it simple, Eved Ivri, even though based on the rule that we said, it should have said Ha'Eved. But if you're going to go with Ha'Eved, it becomes Ha'Eved Ha'Ivri, and that's already too much. Okay, that's Tosis and Ksuvis. Tosis here doesn't say that. Apparently Tosis either would have been fine for it to say either Ha'Eved Ivri or Ha'Eved Ha'Ivri, either one. So Tosis has a different tense. And for Tosis, V'Shema, V'Hani, Eved, V'Oma, Einofo Behen, Lashon Hei, for the following reason, she'ein mivurorin kol kach l'fi shehutzvach l'farish behen behei minayu I be'ivri I be'knani o be'ivriya o be'knanis. In other words, the whole mile of hey is what? When it's a hey, it means it's mivura. But here, you're going to start by saying ha'eved. Now, eved could be any kind of eved. It could be, meaning eved ivri or eved knani. Ha'ama. It's by definition, it's not automatically nevura. It's true in the Torah. You have the case of of amma ha'ivriya. You have eved ivri, but by putting the hay before ha'eved, you haven't really hit the nail on the head yet. You don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, you can't really say ha'eved because it's not nevura yet. No, maybe you can add what Tosis says in Ksuvis. So say ha'eved ha'ivri. And now it's mevura. Say one more word and put the hay before the second word. So maybe that's what Tosuk Ksuvis could fill in for us. But that's not something the Mishnayos do. Maybe Tosis here was relying on that. Or maybe Tosis here felt that it should be mevura already from the first time it says hay. You can't wait for the second word. I don't know. A kopanim, that's Tosus' answer. So Tosus is basically holding his own with the answer that he started with. How come Besua Nisus is without a hay? Because it's not Nevuah Bekra. There's no Besua by Nisuin in the Pasuk. And Ha'ish V'Isha, you have Ha'ish V'Isha in the Torah about Nisuin. Eved Ivri really should have had a hay, except because it's not Nevuah by itself. You don't know what type of Eved, what type of Amma, so it doesn't say hay. That Tosus says something which is not clear what Tosus is intending with this next line. He lets us in on another example that it says hey, that he wasn't fully disclosed in the beginning of the Tosus. The Gabi Yavama Katani Hayavama. What does Tosus want by adding this line right now? So here you have a few ways that you can learn. The Marashah learns one way, and the Mashah learns a different way. The common denominator is Tosus is saying this in order to reinforce something that he said already, and to preempt an answer that you would have suggested that would have solved the problem, but it won't solve the problem because of Hayavam. So what problem would you have thought to solve, which Tosus is now telling us that it won't work because Hayavam is your reputation. You can't say that. So one pshat is the Mashal. The Mashal says Tosus is trying to reinforce the first teretz that he started with to answer the kasha from Besula. Namely, what did Tosus answer? Besula is not written in the Pasuk Gabi Nisuin, so it's Besula. And Ish Be'isha are written in the Torah Gabi Nisuin, so it's Ha'ish and Ha'isha. But maybe you could have answered differently. Maybe you could answer that Ish Ve'isha, it says hey, because Ish Ve'isha is the Derech HaTana to say hey. Where do we have such a svara mentioned? Tosus and Ksuvus. That's what Tosus ends up saying at the end. So if you say that, you don't have to give the teretz that it's because of Nevuah Bekra, and everything works into place that way, and Ivri gets solved also, but it's going back to the beginning. But what's wrong with such a possibility, with such a teretz? Hayavama. It says Hayavama, and that's not Isha Nisha. It's not Isha or Isha. So obviously that teretz is not possible. So it basically forces us back to the line of reasoning that we've been saying until now, namely that Ha'ish is based on the Nevuah Bekra, and that's the answer that we're staying with. That's the pshat that the Mashal suggests. The Mashal doesn't like this pshat. Why? The position of this line in Tosus. So Tosus should have said this when? Yeah, earlier. What does Tosus first go on, follows up with the Kasha from Eved Ivri, and then gives the Teretz over there. It's not Nevuah. And now he comes back as an afterthought, and this reinforces the teretz that we started with. He should have said it before. So therefore the Mashal learns that what Tosus is trying to rebut or preempt is a different point relating to what he just said. And Tosus had a question from Eved and Amma, so Tosus gave the teretz that maybe Tosus thought of something of a dochik. Say, hey, over there, it's before Bekra. No, because when you say ha'eved, you still don't know which eved you're talking about. And you don't know which amma you're talking about. Maybe it's a shivcha kananis, maybe it's an amma evriya. Why say that? I have a different teretz. All the other cases where you had hey were the beginning of a perek. That's why I told you in the beginning. We noticed all the cases Tosus mentioned are the beginning of a perek. So maybe that's the klal. That in the beginning of a perek, we start with a hey. Whereas eved evri is the second mishnah in the perek. So that's why it doesn't say hey. And then you don't have to give the teretz of, you know, that because it's not mevur whichever it is. Just simply use that as the answer. So it relates to what we just said. But Tosus says that can't be because Hayavama Niknes is further on in our first mishnah. It's not the beginning of the parak. So obviously that svara is not valid, and therefore it forces us to stay with what we just said that Eved the Amma. It's just not. It's based on Nevuah Bekra, and Eved Amma is not Nevuah, which Eved we're talking about. Yeah.
Even according to Marsha, you need both teretz because it still is the meaning of the parak.
Yeah, but yes, that's true. We still need the first, but at least it connects to what we just said. Now, it would have solved that. Suggested would have solved the kasha that he would just mentioned a minute before.
You can avoid the pasuk answer though.
Ultimately, right. It ultimately still comes back to support the first, but it's not directly stuck in here to go back a few lines, it actually relates to what we just had right now. Yeah. I mean, the truth is, if you want, and maybe the Maharam says a little bit like this, even within the Mashal's Pshat, it also relates to what we just said, because based on the first Teretz, you have to follow up and give the Teretz for Eved Ivri. If you would have had the answer of Ish V'Isha, then you would have solved Eved Ivri too. So, in a way, both answers, both Pshat and the Tosis, do relate to both halves of the Tosis. But the question is, what is it directly speaking to? Okay, either way, the Tosis is mentioning that line in order to reinforce the answer that he gave. It's interesting, Tosfos in Ksuvos does say that it's written by Ish V'Isha, Gab Ish V'Isha Regilim B'chom Bakum Lishnos Behei. What about, if Tosfos meant that as an answer, so what does he do with Hayivama? I mean, according to the Mashal, that's exactly what Tosfos meant to say over here, that Hayivama proves that it's not just by Ish V'Isha. So it could be, I don't know, I would say that Tosfos didn't mean it necessarily as another teretz. It's not going to answer fully. You still have to say what you said before, but it's another svara that shows you that Ish V'Isha has a hay. But as far as why Besula is written without a hay, you still have to say what he said before. Otherwise, Tosfos knew about Hayavama. And Tosfos mentioned that as part of his answer. He said, anytime it's akrakai, he says Akrokai works for Ish V'Isha and Yavama, V'chein HaYavama, because the Torah speaks about Yavama. The Torah speaks about Yavama in the case in the Chumash. So Tosfos knew very much about HaYavama, and he was speaking about HaYavama in the beginning of the Tosfos. How could Tosfos walk away from that and say it's basically the answer is Ish V'Isha says HaIsh, because it's by Ish V'Isha does it, but HaYavama also does it. So that's why I would think that Tosfos never meant it as another answer to the kasha, just sort of throwing in for good measure. By the way, Ish V'Isha, there's another reason why it says Ha'ish. But it could have said it without Ish V'Isha too, Hayavama. So you still have to say the chiluk that he gave before. That Eved Ivri, it's because it's not grammatical to say in Lashon Mishnah Ha'Eved Ha'Ivri. This is what Tosfos in Ksuvos says, and this is what Tosfos here says. Al kol panim, that's the gist of Tosfos. That's the answer that's given. It's because it's based on the pasuk. We'll take the questions in a second. We just finish the Tosfos. But then Tosfos says, at the end of the day, v'ein lachash kol kach. The truth is that the whole problem is not such a big deal. Here Tosfos is acknowledging that it's not a big deal at all, even though initially he gave a teretz, but really it's not such a big kasha. Shebachol malkom shona atana lashon harot lo bepeh. We find often that the Tana just uses language that is comfortable to the Tana at that particular point, what comes out at that point, and you can't necessarily know why isn't it consistent, because whatever point, that's what he said at that point. The Kein Matzinu, Sheyesh Mekomos, we find discrepancies like this, and it's not the end of the world. The Kein Matzinu, Sheyesh Mekomos, for example, Sheshona HaMaisa Kodim HaMinyan, Kihai Dahacha. In other words, Ha'isha nikneis b'sholish drachim. So the number, sholish drachim, that's second in the sentence. So it tells you, ha'isha nikneis, the ma'isa, and then the minyan. Another example, b'chein b'sulanisis, l'yom haravi. So it talks about the yom haravi after it mentions b'sulanisis. Another example, esrog shavu le'ilan, we'll see on daf beis and beis. Esrog shavu le'ilan b'sholish drachim, mishnah and bikurim. So it talks about the minyan after mentioning the thing that's connected to the minyan. First, the thing, the ma'isa, if you will, and then the minyan. Another example, by Torah Niknes, the Memches Dvarim. This is the Brice of Kinyan Torah, Avos Perek Vav, after the Mishnais has the Brice of Kinyan Torah. HaTorah Niknes, the Memches Dvarim. So all these cases, the minyan is second. On the other hand, the Yesh Mekomos, Sheshona Minyan Kodem. For example, Kemo Ba'asar Mamaros, also in Avos, Nivra Ha'olam. So there, it doesn't say Nivra Ha'olam, Ha'olam Nivra Ba'asar Mamaros. It says Ba'asar Mamaros first. Another example, Psachim, Orgo Yudalid, Bodkin. So it doesn't say Bodkin as a Chometz, Orgo Yudalid. It starts with Orgo Yudalid. Zayin Yamim Kodim Mekipurim. Again, the Minyan is first. Mishnah in Yuma, beginning. The Shiva Drach in Botim is a Zab that we'll see on Amadeus quoted. Again, the Minyan is first. And one more case, the Gimel Dvarim, Shavu Gitinam Chechuri Avadim. So what is Tosfos saying at the end of the day? That the fact that it could say sometimes Ha'ish, Ha'isha. In other times you could say Besula, Lo Nora, Lo Nora. The same way you find the other discrepancy about being the minion, being first or second. So, yeah, so Ma'isa, it's not necessarily such a problem. Okay, that's the Tosis. Who had questions? Yes, Ben. Yeah.
What were we saying about the Yavama? What was Tosis focusing on?
So, again, the line of Tosis that says Hagabi Yavama, we had two ways to learn it. Either Tosis is saying that in order to reinforce what he said in the beginning, that you have to answer, it's based on what's Nevuah Bekra, and don't suggest another answer, that the hay is always connected to Ish V'Isha, like Tosus seems to say in Suvis at the end. And again, the Maran here gives a little more of an explanation for that, because it's understood that an Ish needs an Isha, an Isha needs an Ish, so that's why it's considered like something that's already known. You know, the hay always suggests something that's known already. So it's a Dava Yodua, Ish needs Isha, so Ha-Ish, we're ready. Working from a pre-existing notion already. That's what it means. The hey idea means there's a pre-existing notion, either the Kra or the Seichel. So, Ha'ish, Ha'isha. So that could have been an answer. No, it couldn't. But what do you do with Hayavama? What I'm saying is even Tosus Ksuvis, I think, knew that. That's what Tosus didn't mean as a new answer, I would say. Tosus just throws it in because it could also be true, but it's not going to solve the problem. That's the Mashal's Pshat. The Mashal says that it's coming to preempt a different possibility, namely that maybe the answer to Eved that doesn't say Ha'eved is because it's not the beginning of a Perek. You can't say such an answer because Ha'evam is also not the beginning of a Perek. That's the Pshat and Tosis. Okay? Pasha Pshat, clear everybody? Anyone else? Good, yeah.
Why is Tosis looking at individual words? In other words, like even if I were to read the word Eved in the Pasuk without reading the word right after that, Kanani or Ivri, I also wouldn't know what the Pasuk is talking about. Like, why is Tosis just looking at individual words, not looking at, like, every
Knaya? That's what Tosis might be saying. Once you say the hey before, at the first point, the first word, ha'eved, so it sounds like everything should be clear to you, but it's not. So therefore, Tosis said it's not. But since right, eved could be different Knaya. Types, since eved could come in different types, it's Nevet Ivri, Nevet Kanani, and so it's no longer, it's not Mevura anymore. So you've lost that mile of the hey. The mile of the hey is Mevura. Nevurar, but it's not. Until you get to the next word, it's not Nevurar.
It's like a compound word.
It's like the hey goes on Ha'eved Ivri, or Eved Ha'ivri. I mean, the truth is, what about saying Eved Ha'ivri, right? Probably those, you know, probably that's probably better. Yeah, if you say Eved Ha'ivri, it really goes in about, like, Beis Halachmi. Rashi and Chumash says this, like, Ha'beis Lech and Beis Halachmi. Probably that would have been a way, and then you would solve everything. But by the time you get to the hay, it isn't the word. That Tosa didn't entertain.
No, Ha'ivriya is mentioned in one of the examples. He said it's still part of the kasha.
What?
Ha'ivriya is one of the examples of the kasha.
I think the
hay
goes on both words.
What do you mean?
Tosa says
it. It's not Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, Ama Ha'ivriya.
There's a hay there on the Ivriya, and it's still part of the kasha.
What does it say? What does it say?
Ivri was a noun.
Amma Ha'ivri, it does say Amma Ha'ivri. So Tosis wanted it to say Ha'amma.
Ha'amma Ha'ivri.
Why?
It's an adjective. It's not a
smicha. It's not smicha. So what? So Eved Ha'ivri would be the same thing?
Eved Ha'ivri would be the same thing.
Oh, so it should be both. So it should be both. So that Tosis having subit. It doesn't say that. Okay. Okay. Anyway, okay. All right, so we're good with Tosis. All right, let's go back. B'shama yomim b'dinar. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The machlokes, when we say b'kesef, what is the shir kesef for kedushin? B'shama yomim b'dinar, and b'silo has a shir of a pruta. Soktosis, b'mesech de edius, tani la gabi kuli b'shamai, b'chumrei b'silo. We know edius is a composite of all kinds of different inyanim, and you have there a list of cases where it's against the norm. Usually Bis Shammai is Hachmir, and there are some exceptional cases of Bis Shammai being a Kula and Bis Hillel being a Chumra. So in list, in Adius, mentions this, Machlokes, as an example of Bis Shammai being the Kula. How so? Because since according to Bis Shammai, Kedushin would not be Chal until she receives a higher mount, a Dinar. According to Beis Hillel, already a pruta creates Kedushin. So according to Basilo, she'd be an Ishas Ish, and there'll be consequences of Chiyav Nisa, there'll be Znus, right? At what point already? With a Kedushin of Pruta. So that's a Chumrah. And Beis Shammai, who says that until she gets the higher amount of money, until she gets a dinar, she won't be an Ishas Ish. So that's an example, says the Mishnah Adias, of Beis Shammai being a Kula, because his shear is higher. But Tosis raises a question. The Afagav, why is it so simple to assume that Beis Shammai is merely here Gukula and Beis Silo Chumra? I can also see it from another perspective. How so? The Afagav, the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher, Havi Beis Shammai Luchumra. Suppose you have this situation where she receives Pachas Midinah, more than a Pruta, less than a Dinah. Now, someone else gives her what? Gives her a dinar. Okay? What would be the halacha? According to Beis Shammai, she's mekudeshes to the sheni. According to Beis Hillel, she's not mekudeshes to the sheni. So therefore, who's l'chumra? Beis Shammai is l'chumra, he's mekudeshes to the sheni. Beis Hillel says, she's not mekudeshes to the sheni. So that's a kula. Why? But she's mekudeshes to the rishon. What does Tosis mean? Ah, very good, very good. So this is what is pointed out, Tosis Arash, and one of the Achronim was mechavin to it, the Beis Meir, that Tosis means in the case where the first person died. So what is she now? Is she married? Is she not married? So according to Beis Hillel, since according to Beis Hillel, she was never mekudeshes l'sheni, she was mekudeshes l'rishon. Once he dies, she's not an Eishes Ish at all. So she won't have any onus if she'll live with somebody. She's not an Eishes Ish. According to Beis Shammai, so once the first person died, so, I mean, it doesn't really matter. She never was Mekudeshes to the first person. She's Mekudeshes to Shane. So she's an Eishes Ish at this situation right now. So Tosis is asking that, therefore, I can look at the same machlokas and I can turn the tables and say, really, Beis Shammai is in fact l'chumra like he always is. They know gay a lot if she gets kedushin b'sheni and the first person dies. That's Tosis wonders. What is Tosis' answer? Miu lab l'hochi mitshil. It's not for this that the question is asked. Kedamina b'yuma ki itsho l'inyan og melech habasha. First of all, what are Taish words of Tosis? Lab l'hochi mitshil. The question is not about that. In other words, the question that is being asked is not regarding Kiddush Hashem. In other words, what we want to know in the situation here is Ishtim Kodesh Shkavisha. And therefore, the barometer of Huzucham Melkua is a function of what is the question that's being asked. People are not asking the Nogea case where someone else was giving her a dinner afterwards. The question that's being asked is about right now. And therefore, that's the answer. Beis Shammai is indeed Lukula. Just from the perspective of here and now, right now, Beis Shammai says she's not Mekudeshes. The question is not about what's going to be the second person. What does Tosis bring from Yuma? Ki itshu le'og melech habashan. There we have, the Gemara has a question regarding a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by Shosa b'yom HaKippurim. What is the shiur to be chayiv for Shtia Rachmana L'Islam and Yom Kippur? So, the shear, according to the either melogogmav or revis. So, the Gemara has a discussion, what is melogogmav? The Gemara says melogogmav is, it's nearer to melogogmav, which is pachos merevis. So we have, Beis Shammai says revis. Basil says Melogma, which is interpreted as Nira Kimologma. It looks like it's a cheekful, which is less than the revis. In fact, the Gemara so comes out that according to Beis Hillel, you get person Bichaiv on Yom Kippur on Shir less than the revis, right? Kimologma is less than the revis. So it comes out Beis Hillel is Le Chumra, so Beis Shammai Lekula, why isn't it mentioned in Adias? And for the Gemara, that ki itzil the og melchabashan itzil to have a lay beshamay lechumra. Rashi explains when the question was asked that the beshamay said responding to kama yishte and beshamay besilo each way in and say what they say. That beshamay says revius besilo says melogugmav. The question was asked regarding a giant og melchabashan. And in that case, the Kimelogugmav is in fact larger than a Revius. So when Basila responds, Kimelogugmav, he's actually saying a Kula. Because Revius is less than that, by Ogmel Chabashan. So Tosis is using that Gemara to answer over here. In other words, just like the Gemara says that the question of Bishamai being a Chumar or a Kula is going to depend on what is the Shaila asked about. So the Gemara says, via the Shaila was asked by Ogmel Chabashan. And that's why Beit Shammai is in fact the Chumra, like he always is, because Revius is actually less than the Kimelogugmav. So over here, we'll use the same idea, that the question that's asked is regarding what? It's regarding the first person. Okay, that's what Tosa says. Now here's something to think about. Kiv Eger in Mishnais raises the following question. The Gemara in Yuma is explaining why is it not called Mi Kulei Beis Shammai, because the question was asked specifically about a giant. Let's say the question was not specifically about a giant. The question is about whoever. So then, it's mashma that this would have belonged in Kulei Beis Shammai. Why? Why would it belong to Beis Shammai? Because by a non-giant, Beis Shammai's shir, right, is going to be larger than Beis Silov's shir. By a regular person, Melokim Melogogmav is less than the Revius. So the Gemara needed to say that the Shaya was asked specifically about a giant. But if the Shaya wasn't specific about a giant, it was about whoever, then we would have viewed Beis Shammai could have belonged to an atheist. Beis Shammai is, in fact, Lekula. Because there are cases that Beis Shammai Shita would result in a Kula by people who are not giants. That's the case. What's bothering Tosis over here? Let's go back to square one. What did Tosis ask? Why does this belong in Adias? Because it's Mikuli Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds that the Shir is a Dinar. But I can show you that Beis Shammai is in fact a Chumra. Why? Because if a second person with Mekadeshar with a Dinar and the first person died, so there will be a Chumra for Beis Shammai. So it shouldn't be Mikui Beis Shammai, it should be a Chumra Beis Shammai. Yeah, but that's true. But there's also the case right now without the second person. And in that case, it's going to be what for Beis Shammai? A Kula. So that's good enough. That's good enough for atheists. That's good enough for atheists. The same way you see in the Gemara in Yuma, that if you wouldn't be asking specifically about Og, the Gemara would have had a problem that we should put this in atheists, because Beis Shammai would therefore be a Kula, even though for Og it would be a Chumra. But for not Og people, for normal people, it would be a Kula. So the Gemara had a problem. It should belong in Adias. The Gemara had to answer the question. The Kama Yishta was asked specifically about Og. That means as long as there is a case or cases that Beis Shammai is a Kula, it belongs in Adias. So we have the answer. The question was specifically about Og. So then, what did Tosis ask in the beginning over here at all? As long as there are cases that Beis Shammai is going to be a Kula, that belongs in Kuli Beis Shammai. Namely, over here, regarding the first person, is she an Ashes Ish right now or not? Beis Shammai would say, she's not an Ashes Ish, she didn't get a Dina, she only got a Pruta. What would be for the second person? If he's Mekadosh and the first person dies? In the Chinami. In that case, Beis Shammai would be Luchumra. But because in the other case, Beis Shammai is Luchumra. Tosis needed to answer what? Lav lohochi mitzvah. Tosis had to say, the question is not asked about a second condition. The question is asked, benogei the first person. What does it have to say there? The question can be asked about anybody. But as long as there's going to be ramifications of a Shamei Lekula, namely, you got to be the first person. So it belongs in the Hades. You had a question. So I have a Kibbeh Gizkash. You have to know how to answer this. I leave it to you to think about. There may be a nafkamina here between the nature of the Kula and the Chumra in both cases. In the case in Yuma, talking about two separate people. One person is a giant, but it's two separate people. Maybe that's what the Gemara felt, that it's good enough to say it's Bishamai Lekula, because for a whole separate person. Here, the very same issue can turn one way or turn the other way. Maybe that's what Tosas felt is more of a problem here. Tosas needed to answer. They don't ask about the second case. They ask about the first case. So it's important. It's interesting. It's a chap of a question. That's the Mikveger's question. Yeah.
For the machlokes by regular people isn't included in the Kiddush. You see, once you see there's an exception, so the Gemara doesn't include it. So here also, once there's an exception, so it's not going to be needed.
No, but again, Tosas here needed to answer that they do not ask about what would be after a second person's Mikveger. The question is asked specifically about what's the status of the woman at this point. That's what Tosas needed to answer. If, let's say, they ask about everything. Everything's on the table to be thought about. All the possibilities are on the table. Benogea, the right now, Benogea, second condition, all the possibilities are on the table. So Tosas is wondering, then we should view Bishamai as what? As what? If it's all on the table. Then Bishamai could be viewed as, like he always says, L'chumra. As long as there are cases out of L'chumra, Bishamai is L'chumra. In order to be viewed as Mikuli Bishamai, Tosas needed to answer that they didn't ask about the second person, they asked about the first. But Tosas quoted Gemara Yuma. The Gemara discusses over there, the Og Mel Chabashan, that was what they asked about. They asked about Og, and that's why he doesn't belong in Adius, because specifically in what they were asking about Og. So then Beis Shammai, who says Revius, he is going to be L'chumra. Because there, the Melogugma is more than that. What if they didn't ask about Og? What if they asked about whoever? Everything's on the table. It's all on the table. So then the Gemara is asking Beis Shammai would therefore should be viewed as, as long as there are cases that are that he's L'chumra, namely by regular people, so then that's enough of the Gemara that bothers the Gemara. It should belong in Adius. So why is it that from the Gemara in Yuma it sounds like as long as it's possible that there are cases that Beis Shammai is L'chumra, that's good enough to put it at L'kula. Beis Shammai is L'kula, it's good enough to put it in Adius. So why wouldn't that be good enough over here as well? What did Tosas have to ask a question? What was Tosas muturing? What did he? What was the big deal? As long as you have cases of Beis Shammai that comes out, Beis Shammai is Lekula, so it makes sense to put in Adius. Tosas needed to answer something that no, because they didn't ask for the other case. If they would have asked for everything, so Tosas thinks, so then why should it be in Adius? I'll tell you why, because there are cases of Beis Shammai is Lekula. Yeah.
Maybe just like a simpler answer to Mikveh Eger is that the typical case is that we're not dealing with giants.
Okay, thinking of that also. Here. So the Gemara, because most people are not Og Mechabash, and Singmar needed to say it that way.
A typical case, Beis Shammai will be more.
Could be. Okay, I hear. Okay. Bepruta ubeshava pruta. So the Mishnah talks about the Shir in Beis Hillel as Bepruta ubeshava pruta. Tema, the lohavale le misni ella b'shava pruta. Kedetnan b'hazav, Mishnah in Bamitzia. Chamisha pruta same. There are five areas of halacha that is the shir pruta, and it lists them. Hahoda b'shava, and it says hahoda. That's in the din of moda b'miksas b'shava pruta. And another example of the five, va'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. So what's bothering Tosas? That what did the Mishnah have to say? Which word? The pruta. You should just say shava pruta. So pruta is self-evident. Just like you find over there in the Mishnah in Bamitzia, talks about different times that you have a shir pruta, and it mentions Dafka the case of Beisilo over here, and it just says Shavat Pruta, and understood. Pruta self understood. L'chora Tosis Kasha is not just on the Lashon of Pruta. What else would Tosis Kasha be on?
Dinar.
Dinar, yeah. Stama, you're right. Why Tosis not ask it on that? Dibra Mascha should be the Dinar.
The Mishnah.
Well, because the Mishnah he brings in Bamitsia, talks about Shavat Pruta, yeah. That's L'chora the Pasha Pshat, yeah. The others have an Arichas here in the first, but I think that's the Pasha Pshat, because the Mishnah closest quoted from makes the Kasha that much stronger, and there it says Shavat Pruta, Tosis adds the Kasha on the Pruta case. So why does it have to say Pruta at all? The Yishlomar, Mishum Tana Kan B'Kesef. Since it starts by mentioning Kesef, that's the first of the three Drachim, and the first Be'ezer Kesef, what type of Kesef, how much? Dina Le'Beis Shammai, U'Pruta Le'Beis Sila. So it starts by getting first to definition of Kesef. Once it says that, now he has to tell you the next level, Chidush, Ufi Shalom Nita Lomar Kesef Dafka V'lo Shavat Kesef. So that we not make a mistake to assume it's Dafka Kesef, and Shavat Kesef doesn't work. Why would I think it doesn't work? Kidiyalef Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephron Tichsiv Be Kesef. We see in the Gemara that the source for Kesef is learned out of Gzeirah Shavah Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephron, and there it says Kesef. So maybe it's Dafka Kesef that works. Nefarah Shavah Kesef. Okay, so Tosis basically answering, since we're working off of the Lashon Kesef, so it starts by defining Kesef and then gives you the extra Chiddush of Shavah Kesef. Now we have our work cut out for us. Now Tosis is going to deal with a very basic question. Big arichas here. The imtoma minolon, I imagine a lot of you didn't get here yet, so I'll try to do with a little rachmanis, you know, try to be, not too intense. Just push it tight. Then we have to do more in terms of a havana, but just get some ideas, just basic things just to help you along when you start reading it more carefully. Okay. V'im tomer. Menolan d'shava kesef k'kesef. Tosis asks a basic question here. Shava kesef k'kesef. So you could have argued that's a svara. Could have said that. Shava kesef. Misvara is kesef. Why would you say that? What could be the svara? No. Shava kesef. If you have something that has value as an item, shavah kesef, so then easily can be converted to kesef, right? No? So that's good enough. Or maybe another way to think about it, why shavah kesef ke kesef? It demands a market value. People will pay kesef for it. So when the Torah says kesef in whatever area of halacha, whether it's payments, or kinyanin, different in yanin, those are going to bring in all kinds of cases here. So the question is going to always be, how do I know shavah kesef k'kesef? One approach could be misvar. Maybe that's normal. We assume that shavah kesef k'kesef. The Tosis is going to show us not so simple. Because you find areas where we need a drasha to teach us shavah kesef k'kesef. Tosis is going to quote first Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Yodshei B'Giron Kesef. Eved Ivri is serving a certain amount of years, 6 years, and if he wants to buy his way out, that's called Giron Kesef. One of the ways he can go free is by giving the value, whatever Avodah is left, till the end of the term, to the Adon, and he's Yodshei. So we have a drasha that Tosis quotes, that he can give Shavah Kesef and become free. That means that without the pasuk, what would I have said? You can't go free. Why? Because shavah kesef is not counting as kesef. So Tosus is now going to wonder, given that you see it's not so pashut, misvara, that shavah kesef kekesef, I need drashas. So how do I know by kedusha? And how do I know? He's going to bring a few other cases as well. Now, some of these cases he's going to try to solve, and some of them he's not going to solve. So Tosis raises a question. The imtoma minola and the shavah kesef kekesef. The halkaman miboyle kra gabi evet ivri. Yashiv l'rabos shavah kesef kekesef. What's the pasuk that's being quoted here? The P.N. Yashiv Geulaso Mikesef Miknasa. This is dafka by a case of, there's different cases of Eved Ivri in the Chumash. There's an Eved Ivri that's Nimkar Yisrael. There's an Eved Ivri that's Nimkar Le'akum. Also Parshas Bahar. So the extra word Yashiv, here's a Chumash. It's at the end of Parshas Bahar, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Nun Aleph. Im Od Rabos Bashanim, this is by Eved Hanimkar La'akum, the very last section of Parshas Bahar. Im Od Rabos Bashanim, there are many years left, Lefihen, according to whatever amount of years, Yashiv Geulaso Mikesef Miknaso. Now, Mikesef Miknaso is indicating that he was purchased the Kesef. But the context of the Pasuk is that he uses whatever's left from Kesef Miknaso to give to the Adon in order to go free. Yeah. So what's the Yashiv coming to teach us? The Yashiv is coming to teach us Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. That's by Eved Ivri. The Tosa says, you see you need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri. So the question is, how do you know Shava Kesef Ki Kesef where? By Kedusha. That's one. Then Tosus goes to Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, Dichsiv Bei Kesef. What does it say in the Torah by Pidyon HaBen? Du Yom Ben Chodesh Tifta Be'ekcha Kesef Chamesh Shkolim. Parshas Korach says Kesef. So how do you know that what works by Pidyon HaBen? How do you know that Shavah Kesef works? V'amal Kaman Daf Ches Rav Kana Shakul Sudra V'Pidyon HaBen. Kana took a sudar in lieu of the chamesh shkolim for pidyon haben. Tosus quoted Rav Kana. Really, it's a brisa there too. Ego zed the pidyon beni. Tosus quoted Rav Kana. I don't know why. The question is, minol ad shava kesef ki kesef. So we have two cases that we have to figure out. We got Eved Ivri, and we have to figure out pidyon haben. So far, we have two issues, two areas that we have to know where shava kesef ki kesef. But now Tosus stands back and says, wait a second, what I just, the second case I just asked from is not such a problem. Mil, the Perakamad Shavuos, Darish, Klau Uprato Klau. What is Tosus quoting from Shavuos Dav Dalet? The Gemara has a Klau Uprato Klau regarding what? What do you think he's referring to here? Not Kedushin. What is he referring to? Pidyon HaBen. So Gemara has there a klal pato klal that is telling us that the only time you can use something pidyon haben if it's similar to kesef, and it's coming to exclude what? Coming to exclude something which is not gufo mammon and it's not metaltel. In other words, karka can't be used and shtaros can't be used. If somebody owes me money and I have a shtar to collect that money, I can't give that shtar to the Kohen, even if the amount of money that the shtar says I can collect is chamesh shkolim, chamesh shloim. So I can't be poda a son with a shtar, because it's not gufo mammon. I can't be poda with karka, because klal pato klal teaches us has to be similar to kesef. So that's the klal pato klal Tosus quoted. But meanwhile, what do you see from this klal pato klal? That what works? Anything that's to me the kesef, as long as it's not, as long as it's metalto begufa mammon. So what do you see? That shava kesef works. Instead, Tosus starts by asking kasha. Says actually that's not a problem. It's strange. Like at the end of the Tosus, it's not really a problem anyway. Okay, so that he takes care of. So we know that pidyon haben you can have shava kesef ki kesef. So far the only thing that we're bothered with is what kedusha. Abba gabi erchin. Now another case. Gabi Erechin, Dichsiv Bei Kesef. Vehegdish Nami, Ditnan Gabi Hamagdish Sadeyu, Shehegdish Nifta Bei Kesef, Ubeshava Kesef. Menola Deshava Kesef Ke Kesef. So Tosa throws two more things into the hopper. Started with Kedushin and Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen he solved with the Gemara and Shavuos. But Kedushin is still a problem. What else does he throw in? Erechin and Hegdish. What does erichin mean? Just touch the words. What's erichin? A person pledges. What does he say? Erech ploni alai. The Torah in Parashas Bechukosa gives us a fixed amount of money that a person now owes hegdish by pledging erichin according to whether what the gender is and the age. The Torah says how much he owes. Now the giver of hegdish can come and collect from the person's assets, not just kesef, but even with Shavu Kesef, to make good on what he pledged for Erechin. What's the problem? Tosa says, how do you know that he can pay with Shavu Kesef? Interesting. Tosa doesn't have a Gemara. It's just assumed. In Tosa Rashi, it says, Kida'amma be'erechin. I couldn't find the actual Gemara nefureshes on this. Maybe you could help me. That by Erechin, you can give with Shavu Kesef. I don't know. Tosa took it as a double pashut. That's Erechin. And what's Hegdish? That what Tosa says there, he had a gemara because he says hegdish nitnan gabi hamagdish sadeh she hegdish nifta bekesef ubeshava kesef. That means to say what a person is magdish something, his field, and now you want to be poved from hegdish. So what do? You transfer the kedusha onto what? So the Torah says you can give kesef, but we also assume that it can be nifta beshava kesef. So how do you know when you pull the hegdish, you're going to be pulled with shavakes? Okay, so now we have how many things we have to figure out?
Three.
Kedushin, erichin, and hegdish. But here too, Tosus turns around and says, actually, one of the three is not a problem. The same way he took care of pigeon aben right away, Tosus amil behegdeshos nami. Notice the Russian of Tosus. Efsher, the dashinan klau pratu klau. Very interesting. Russian, Efshin. Like Tosa's attentive suggestion. Meaning to say, I don't have a Gemara that actually uses the words Karl Patu Karl Binogea Pidyon Hegdish. Where do I have a Gemara that uses Karl Patu Karl Binogea what? Pidyon Abed. That's Gemara in Suvis, in Shavuos Dav Dalet. It's also in elsewhere too. But he says, it could be there's also Karl Patu Karl. How do I know? Because of the following. The Ha'ein Hegdish Nif Debekarka. Can you be poda hegdish with karka? We know you can't. Amina Bahazov, Hare Amru, quotes the Gemara in Nandalid, and I'd like you to take a look at the Tosus on that Gemara, because Tosus explains what the Klal of Prat Klal is. So you look on that Gemara Babetzia, you look at the Tosus there on the side. There's another Tosus, maybe if you want, you can take a look at in Bechoros as well, Bechoros Nun Aleph. Hare Amru Ein Hegdish Mischalo Agabi Karka. There's no real pasuk. Like Tosus in Shabbos, Chavches, I think, points out that the Gemara uses a couple of words from a pasuk and combines it as if it were a pasuk. It doesn't really say those four words in a row in the pasukim, but the Gemara uses this expression, "V'nasan hakesef v'kam lo," as a way to learn out that what the hegdish is not mischalel al gabe what al gabe karka. So what does Tosus need see in this? So why not? One second. Ukaman nami amin daf hey the ain ponin hegdish umaisasheni bishtar. That you can't be po the hegdish umaisasheni with shtar. Pashup shtar. What does the shtar mean? I have a shtar that says I can collect from somebody X amount of money. I want to give that shtar to hegdish in order to be poda something which is hegdish, that it should be mischalel, right? Can I give something which is not gufo mammon? No. So what do I see from daf hey? What do I see from bamitzia nandalit? The hegdish cannot be mischalel on what? On either karka or shtar, which are the similar exclusions that we found where by pidyon aben. That we said we need dumya de kesef, which is what qualification? We need davar hametaltel v'gufo mamon. So Tosus doesn't have a gemara, but he says v'shema. V'shema means that, and you have to know, Tosus is coming from one other thing, which I'll let you discover on your own. You see, Bechoros Nenalef, and Bamitzia Nundalad, you'll see that the Lashon on Mishnah and Bechoros that discusses that which you cannot be poda hegdish on karka. Right after the din of pidyon aben, that you can't be poda on karka, which sort of points in what direction? That the same reason that you can't use karka for pidyon haben, you have to give shavu kesef that is not, that is metalto v'guf mamon. So that's the same reason why you can't use karka for pidyon hedges. That's based on the Lashon HaMishnah. Tosus didn't give that away over here. But you have to look in the Mishnah, in the Nalef and Bechoros, you'll see it. So that's the Bishema. So could be that there's a kal pato kal by Hekdash as well. What is it? Look at Tosus, let me see in the Dalet, Bechoros, the Nalef. He constructs a kal pato kal for us. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Nasan HaKesef become low, Kesef. Okay. So seemingly we resolve Pidyon HaBen with the Kal Pato Kal, we have a Kal Pato Kal. So what do we know then? If you have a Kal Pato Kal, then what do you see? The Mele, what do you see? You see Shavu Kesef Ke Kesef, and certain Shavu Kesefs don't count. Karka doesn't count. But other than Shtaris and Karka, Shavu Kesef Ke Kesef, that works with Pidyon HaBen. So too by Hegdish, I'll have a Kal Pato Kal, trust Tosfos, right? Shema, there's a Kal Pato Kal. So what do I know? That Shavu Kesef Ke Kesef, because I only exclude those Shavu Kesefs that are not metalot of the guf mamon. But what is still difficult? Where are we back now? Where are we back to where we started? Tosus continues and finishes the question. Avol, Gabi Kiddushin, the Erchin, the Noah, the Shavu Kesef Ke Kesef. And this is just part one of Tosus. So Tosus has presented his question in a little bit of a circuitous way. He threw in the hopper four different inyanim, but he ends up with having two issues that he has to solve. What the two issues have to be solved? Kiddushin Shavu Kesef, that's our Mishnah, and Erchin. Along the way, he wanted to know Pidyon HaBen and Hegdish, that you can Mechalo Hegdish, you do Pidyon Hegdish with Shavu Kesef, and that he solved because you have a Kal Pato Kal. So this is just a little bit of background that will help you through, hopefully, when you learn this Tosus. And then comes the Teres of Tosus. There's a lot of cheshbona, so you have to work out with the Mashah here. Hopefully you can machav into the Mashah's questions as well, just to simply work out. And then the Lundis, of course. And then you have, after Tosus, you have other Rishonim that also deal with it. I want to just mention the Negev we were discussing yesterday. I happened to notice in the Lashon Me'iri, which is a very interesting Lashon, in light of the Rashi that we were discussing. What is the meaning of Ha'isha Niknes? Right? So we had the Lashon Rashi, we spent time on Niknes, Pones Atzma. Rashi says, Rios Bishusa Linasi La'acher. So originally we said this has to do with the Pnei Yeshua, that the fact that she could become Nikudeshas La'acher is because she's no longer Kanui to the Baal. Once she was Kanui to the Baal, she cannot become Nikudeshas, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. That's like the Pnei Yeshua, that's another reason why an Eishes Ish cannot have Tfisas Kedushin, because of the Kinyan. But then we said, really, Rashi didn't mean it that way, because after all, then what do you do with the next part of the Mishnah? The Kones Afim Bayavama. And Bayavama could be that there was Tfisas Kedushin beforehand, so you can't tell me Kones Afim, now Kedushin is Tofes, it always was Tofes. So we developed the idea that Rashi doesn't discuss the Tfisas Kedushin, Rashi is discussing what? What? The heter, that she could become remarried, that which she's kanui to the Baal means that she has no heter to marry anyone else, and now Kones Atma allows her, gives her the heter. And that's the Lashon of Rashi, lehinase, more meduyik, not lehiskadish, lehinase, means to live with someone else. And we have various rayas to this inyan also, that's by the Yavam, the same idea, the Rishus HaYavam, the Zika to the Yavam, that's what doesn't allow her, the Iser, Lashuk, like the Lashon Rambam in the Koteret, Ach Tasi Rishus HaYavam, the Heter of Chalitza that we use by Yavama is Hutro L'chol Yisrael, the Gemara Darshan's Hutro L'chol Yisrael. Also the Gemara has the Mokar for Get, the Chasav L'Sefer Krisus, the Gemara says. And Rashi explains, V'golmer V'haysel Yishacher. Again, the Kones Atzim by Get is V'haysel Yishacher, that she could marry somebody else. I just want to notice something with you. The Me'iri, Lashon on Me'iri, in the explaining, the first couple of words, Amar HaMe'iri. Kelomar, Ha'isha Niknes Lemekadesh Le'inyin Shelo Yehei Acher Yochol Lizkos Ba Vishe Einan Iteres L'Shum Adam Od B'Chayav Elo Beget. there's two parts to the Zahiri. We are learning Rashi, just the second part. In other words, that she's nikneis binogea la'asricha mimenoget, like the Ran said, that she's not allowed to marry anyone else. Me'iri threw in also she'in achayochel riskos, but the tfisas condition. So that sounds a little bit along the lines of what we're saying with Pnei Yeshua. Something to notice. I thought what we would do is we just go through the list of names so we can all begin to know each other.